Oh, you're talking about genocide.
Yeah.
Is my mic okay? Just asking.
Your mic is so good.
There's a lot of love there.
Oh, it's so good. I want to fuck it.
Yes, it's fine.
I am fucking it.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
I hate you, Dave. Okay, let do it. Wait.
I will kill you.
Okay. I'm done. I have come.
Okay, welcome to the Pod Teeds, the podcast that's the one with Europeans. With me this week is Adam Owen. scary ghost. Tobichi.
Rolling around at the speed of sound. Got places to go, gotta follow my rainbow.
Tommy?
I can't follow that up.
We have Vid.
He's got the body of a Spartan general, but on my shirt.
And everybody's favorite creepy uncle. Uncle, what was the name of the week?
You know what the name is.
Uncle Pussyhammer?
That's right.
Everybody's favorite creepy uncle from Sweden, Uncle Pussyhammer, is here as well.
I'm a hammer. It's hammer time.
And then there's me, your favorite Canadian ever. You don't like any other Canadians more. It's your bit.
Do you know what? You know what? Who I really like? The one that always catches his man. Due South was a really good show.
Yeah, I actually quite liked it. The Canadian guy was my favorite character on it.
Yes. He's so unlike Jay, though.
He's smart, he's
resourceful, he's never drunk.
He dresses in red.
Yeah, he's sexy.
He has a fancy hat.
He has never been caught naked in a
car. Where in the world is he?
And he has a pet wolf.
Oh, it's the best fucking pet wolf, bro.
Yeah. It's television best wolf.
Ah, oh, Jay is so shy. Jay is the shittiest Canadian ever.
Literally or figuratively, because I'm not really shitty right now. Fuck you, phone.
See, he can't...
In a world... you say that, but in a world that has Bryan Adams in it.
In a world that has Bryan Adams in it.
Everything one man. Kind of shit.
I don't
one
know, though.
It has to be Bryan Adams.
Oh, that's a horrible fate. Imagine having to be Bryan Adams. Jay, why are you the worst person in Canada? Why aren't you the worst person in another country?
If you call me American, I swear to God... I will.
I do that every now and then. It's always fun.
Why aren't you Geddy Lee?
Why aren't you a
Why are we here?
Why aren't you more attractive to me?
Jay, why does it happen?
Jay, what? Where do babies come from?
Jay, why do I have to be agnostic?
Jay, why am I getting hard?
I know why.
Jay.
I know
Jay,
why.
Jay, why did you steal the show from Conan O'Brien?
Jay, why do you hate Spider-Man?
Jay, why do I keep falling for all the bad girls?
Jay, why am I a bad girl? I really like Adam Sowen, but I keep going for the other guys. Jay? Come on, Jay. Answer us.
Oh, I'm supposed to answer these questions?
I was hoping you would. This has been a problem for a
while. Jay, why don't you answer our questions?
Jay, do you even answer, bro?
I'm not even answering that question.
Bro, come on, bro. Don't leave me hanging. Leave me...
hung.
Standing.
And thus we killed another podcast.
Games of the week.
Games of the week.
Oh, I have a new game I've been playing.
Oh boy, you've been playing it a lot.
I'm playing it right now.
I know.
Yes, you are.
It's I got Europa Universalis Universalis 4, which it's very niche. It's one of those grand strategy. It's menus and moving armies around on a map, and I love it.
How would you say it compares to Rome?
It's not broken.
It's not involved. You mean like the Total War games?
No, Europa Universalis Rome.
I haven't played that.
I have merchandise in that game. I actually have two Julius Caesar busts in, which are really cool.
Send it here, bro. I actually only played Crusader Kings 2 and this one now. This is my... Those are my two only proper grand strategy games.
Oh, okay.
I'm growing a neck beard as we speak.
But you're a nice guy, so it's okay.
You are becoming Jon Snow.
I am wearing a fedora.
Okay, you're becoming Notch. Okay. You're Swedish.
I wouldn't mind.
You play strategy games. You have a neck beard. You have a fedora.
You're not fat yet anymore.
That's the next step.
That's the next step.
I have been eating a lot of children.
Yeah, you're Notch.
Yeah, it's how he gets them.
It's Notch created Minecraft just so he can lure children into his oven.
It works.
I think that's part of the creepypasta.
I've been listening to some creepypastas like read out on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
Oh, those people are fucking mental.
We read out creepypastas on our Resident Evil Scarity event. It was awesome.
Like, there are some people that are just, you know, they write bad, shitty, like, video game horror. But there are some that are, like, clearly mentally unstable. And, like, they keep you, suicide, and all the time. It's like...
There's one called Resident Evil Hunted Edition. Which is someone playing a haunted copy of Resident Evil 3.
And the big
plot twist at the end, the big, like, oh shit moment, it's not like a murder scene, it's not like, oh, Nemesis was right behind me. It's not like that, no. It's the wallpaper on the computer changes.
To what?
It's amazing.
Like Goatsy or something? If it changed it to Goatsy, I would understand the horror of that.
I don't remember the story exactly, but... It basically, like, on the selection screen on difficulty, there's a new thing called Hunted Difficulty. And the person picks that and basically just gets thrown into different scenarios where the Nemesis comes in and brutally murders different characters you're playing.
Oh,
Resident Evil 3. And then eventually says, like, you're next, and the game, like, shuts off, and the wallpaper is just Nemesis staring at you, and that's the end.
Most
of the creepy passes I find are usually rubbish ones, like, I had a friend who listened to Lavender Town and then he died.
What's up with the fucking Lavender Town? All the Pokemon people seem to be obsessed with Lavender Town.
It's one of the best games. He would be the best part of video games live. Feast before your eyes.
The acapella rendition of Lavender Town, featuring Mitch Sermon and Tobichi Carlson.
We should do that.
Featuring mentally questionable Europeans.
We should storm the next play concert.
Into
Stockholm, you storm the stage, you just go up and grab my
then I start saying my creepypasta story. And while you're going in the background, I'm just like, I had a friend who listened to this and he died.
Then you shoot everyone in the audience.
Boom! He played Pokemon.
Pokemon is basically the devil.
Well, that's
then I went home and I saw a Cubone. Boom!
Oh, shit, bro.
Okay, so you've been playing Europa Universalis.
I love it. I can't stop playing it. I've played it like almost... more than 30 hours now since Thursday. Shut up, Vin. It's amazing.
Yeah, I have the second one on desk.
next to me.
I think it's what I like is that it's the entire world. You know, it's Europe, Middle East, Africa, Asia.
Some Sweden in those games, though.
Well, Sweden is so far away, and it's surrounded by.
And you always like need to do like you need to do like 50 years of like government changes in order to do anything. It's like, oh shit, these guys are not doing good. I should probably like go to war with them. Oh, I'm not allowed to go to war because I'm Sweden.
Have you
played, to change first. Oh.
Have you played Crusader
Since
Kings?
Since when that was a problem for Sweden?
Well,
not you can't go to war, you can just sell iron to the Axis forces. And
well, what's your problem with colluding with the Nazis, bro?
Well, I did hear a complaint in there.
Yeah, they were really happy. We were great, you know, customer service people.
Yeah.
But the thing is...
Did you have call centers?
Yeah, yeah.
World War II?
These tanks are not killing enough people. Don't worry, we will get on that.
How did IKEA package AK-47s?
Well, flat pop.
Yeah, first, what did they call them? Because they usually have funny names.
The Fjörgenborgen. Fjörgenborgen 87.
47.
They're probably
Fjörgenborgen. That's the main character of Dead Premonition, right?
But if you played Crusader Kings 2, it's quite different. It's all, like Europa Universalis is about states, countries. CK2 is about individuals and like the dynasty. So you can spend about 10 hours just murdering people in your family and never going to war.
It has the Game of Thrones mod.
Yeah, it's basically like Game of Thrones the game because it's all like, oh, if
I have a Game of Thrones the game.
If no, I kill well, my Thrones, daughter now, I could get her inheritance.
While that sounds incredible, I cannot play that.
It's like killing so many babies.
They made two Game of Thrones games. The second one is based on a TV show. It's an RPG and it's shit. The first one isn't good either. But the first one is actually a big strategy game. It's it was a very good concept.
It looked cheap and bad.
Yeah, I had the Steelbook limited edition of it.
Why do you get these fucking games?
How do we think?
Well, I like the books and I like the TV show, and I was that's pretty interesting.
I've not read them actually.
They're good. I think it's better to start with the TV series.
Yes, it really.
But,
it is.
Novels are really good. Basically the way I do it because I haven't finished novels yet. I watch the TV series and then read and then listen to the audiobooks.
Yeah.
I was gonna do that one.
Okay.
Okay,
I have ruined your segue. Yes,
Fuck you, Vid.
I ruin every segue. I just.
Why did you design the actual segue? The vehicle? Why did you do that?
Jay, stop stealing our jokes. It's funnier when we do them because we are funny.
Why did you steal the gold from Magneto's mother and then shoot her?
Because why do you have Nazi gold?
Why
did you convince Kevin Bacon that Nazism was good?
Why are you the invisible rapist in Hollow Man?
Well, that has nothing to do with X-Men First Class. Go fuck yourself.
I can't look at Kevin Bacon without thinking he's an invisible rapist.
Oh, he's so good. He's just so good stuff.
God,
I just, but I really hate him because I can't eat him because he's bacon.
He is. You would toss that salad, bro. Bro, you would toss it. You would just toss it up. And, oh, bro, you would get all up in that business.
Oh God damn it!
All up in a bidding war.
Oh, you would say, oh God damn it! I like buttholes. I'm Jay Sermon. I like anuses.
Did you just call him Jay Sermon?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, see that's why I don't use your real names. I can't tell you apart. I have Beardy Boy.
That's
I have Fat Boy. I have Tobichi, who is a classy lady, and I have Jew Boy.
Wait, who's Fat Boy then?
Vid is Fat Boy.
Who am I?
You're Beardy Boy.
Which one am I then?
You're GameCube boy.
He's a gay boy.
Is this some sort of Captain Planet that we're pulling here?
Bro, don't make me...
Bro,
weird. GameCube.
You have so many nationalities.
I hate all your nationalities except Tobichi's. No, I hate her the most.
Yeah, I can't blame you.
Oh, yeah, it's like the worst. Except for Jay, it's the worst thing.
Wait, so Beard, GameCube, fat, classy lady, and together we form Captain Mediocre
Man Child. I'd like a Kit Kat right now.
Would you?
Tobichi, can you eat Kit Kats?
Yeah, I can. There's no nuts in that.
Can you?
You're allergic to nuts?
I can't eat nuts.
Why can't you eat nuts?
Because
bro.
My throat will not swallow it and I won't be able to breathe.
Just do it. Be a man. Well, you know.
Well, be a woman.
Figuratively speaking. Be Marcus Phoenix now and just eat that fucking peanut.
Big nuts.
Scratch one nut.
Pictures just turned up on my Facebook of the cast of My Little Pony being superheroes, and it's a proper episode.
Oh my god.
First episode of that show.
It's like the best thing ever, and I don't know anything anymore.
I think that show looks delightful, but I'm not watching it.
I've been watching it since it started. It's okay.
It looks really fun, I think. It's not the worst thing. I really like the animation of it.
Yeah. I was a fan until the whole Derpy debacle happened.
Yeah, that was stupid. I didn't like that either.
I got bored
midway through season 3, and I just stopped watching.
Yeah.
But then my brother said, no, you have to come back for season 4. Why? Because there's big Dragon Ball Z battles in it.
Oh, wow.
There's giant epic fights between Nightmare Moon and Princess Celestia.
Nightmare Moon again?
See, that's
it's
the best
is problem.
Is it a flashback? Okay, good flashback.
You also see the flashback of Discord.
Nice.
As in him getting it.
That show, bro, that show. I really like the animation. I think it looks awesome. I don't know. I
just like animation in general because, I mean, I'm watching My
Pony, yeah.
Steven Universe is awesome right now.
I don't know that one. It's from one
of the main writers of Adventure Time. She made the gender swapped episodes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a big fan of Adventure Time, honestly.
I like Adventure Time, but I don't really like the gender swapped episodes.
I don't know. It's just kind of like, yeah, okay, it's over now again. What? It's so short. I don't like this short format.
I can see that. I tend to prefer 20-minute episodes of things.
Yeah, I don't like short stories either. I want a big, hefty thing to get into.
You want a hefty thing to go in you?
Yeah.
Big hefty.
I mean, there were some shows that I think might work if they were shorter, as in they didn't have to pad out. I can't remember what show it was. I think it was something like...
It's probably one-hour shows that could do with being half an hour or stuff like that.
I think it's when, like, a show has one joke. I mean, my brother showed me an anime called Samurai Flamenco.
I've only seen 3 episodes of it so far, but yeah.
I saw the first
episode. I think that... As in, the whole point of it is that it's sort of like Kick-Ass about a guy who wants to be a super.
I hear it got a weird plot twist this episode, but okay. Sure.
Yeah, but it's sort of like a one-note thing, and I kind of feel like that and some other shows might benefit from just sort of shortening a bit.
Well, yeah. that is a shorter show. That's only 10 episodes.
Well, I think some things should just be one full, like, movie instead of a show, and some movies should be shows, and a lot of bad formatting sometimes.
But yeah, it's all about whether or not the show needs it. I mean, Star Trek Next Generation episodes need to be 50 minutes because
bro,
let's talk
about TNG. Can we talk about TNG?
No.
I've already ruined the podcast by bringing up My Little Pony. Let's bring up Next Gen.
Please, yeah. Tobichi.
Okay, fine.
I love the show so much.
Yeah, so do I.
It's the best show. It is the best show ever made. And anyone who says differently, I will bite him in the fucking testicles.
What show? Which are we talking about
now? Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Oh, okay.
I've been watching on Netflix, and the last episode I watched was the one where the Collector stole Data. And
like,
I'm going to collect you. And it's like, no, you're not, you idiot.
Fuck you, bro. Yeah, the last one I did was the second Locutus one.
Then I was like, oh, let's watch the films. Let's start with the ninth one.
Oh, no, don't watch. Fucking Generations, at least. Skip that one. The Generations and Nemesis, I think those...
Nemesis is way better than Insurrection. That movie is awful.
I like it. Insurrection feels like, an episode of the show.
Yes, it does. That's the perfect example of being way too long.
I think Insurrection felt like, okay, so what if they did Miracle of a Man, but shit? Like, what if they did the episode where Data has to convince the proto-humans on the other planet that they have to leave because something's going to blow them up? But what if they did that, but they got everything wrong, everyone was completely different from their characters, and no one knew what they were doing?
The movies are all like, why this character, why is he so violent now, and why, punching? He's supposed to be talking all the time, what's going on?
Picard's a diplomat.
Yeah,
he's not Johnny Action Star, he's...
Yeah. He will drink some Earl tea and say, oh, fucking hell.
You don't hire a Shakespearean actor to have him punch people.
Precisely.
Well, it depends on the Shakespeare, but there's so much talking in that.
That's what I like about the show.
Oh, yeah, bros of Shakespeare would have punching.
That's what I like about the show. It's like a play, you know. They almost have soliloquies where they're just directly facing the camera and just saying, oh my. It's amazing. Oh, God, I love the show so much. I love it. I love it.
The holodeck is the best invention ever, and they only ever use it to reenact public domain books.
or recreate.
It's like the holodeck is like one of the best inventions of all time, but it's the worst plot device of all time.
Imagine if it was episode, real.
There was the episode with the guy who no one likes, so all he ever does is reenact different, like, every now and then he just comes up with, like, straw men of everyone. Yeah. That he can easily beat up. And then
it's very, like, strongly intimated that he has sex with some of them as, like, Troy and everything.
Do they monitor the holodeck? Can Picard and Riker go into the logs and see what is everyone looking at? Because, I mean, the holodeck can give you anything.
They should have said, oh, it's been a bit spunky this week. What the fuck is going on? Like, the floors. Imagine when he turns it off, all the things would just fall down on the ground that was, you know, held up.
I think that's the worst job on the entire Enterprise. The janitor who has to clean up the holodeck.
Yeah, oh, so much spunk. Oh, they've been running their Deanna Troi program again. Jesus Christ.
I bet they get Wesley to do it.
And he loves it. You know what? I don't even dislike Wesley in the show. It's that good.
I don't dislike him. I mean,
Wesley's fine. Wesley's is he becomes the last resolution for all the problems. That's the problem.
The shirt he wears in the first season is fucking horrible.
Yeah, that's not the problem.
It's the worst fucking shirt I have ever seen. It's like Christmas and everything just came together and just said, oh, fuck it. Let's just be awful. Well, they have a lot of bad shirts on that show, to be honest, though. Like, Picard's sleep shirt is just some open thing that he has a very hairy chest.
Oh my.
It's just,
through one of the early seasons, he was voted on TV Guide's most sexiest man.
Well,
for very good reason.
He is incredibly sexual. Well, not sexual, but sexy.
He's a classy kind of guy. He will take you out to dinner and he will charm the shit out of you.
He will read poetry to you. He will say that you are a beautiful lady, and then he will offer you some Earl Grey, and you will say, fuck yeah, bro.
I mean, there's a time and place for a guy like Riker. I mean, he's fun, he's exciting, he's energetic, he punches people.
Riker, that's where you go if you want some proper pumping. But if you just want romance, you go with, Captain T. Riker, he is up. Oh, fuck, he pumps.
Riker is the first little pumpy.
Yeah, I like this show because they have broken up all the, like, Kirk and everything into different characters. So, you know, Riker is basically one aspect of Kirk. You know, it's the daring, punching guys in the face kind of Kirk is Riker, and everything else kind of, you know, the deeper, more political stuff is, what's his name? Picard.
Yeah.
It's just the best TV show ever made.
It's probably my favorite, like, sci-fi show. Like, we're good at that.
Well, yeah, that's, I don't think that has anything that it can even compete with it.
I don't know, a lot of people would say Firefly.
Firefly only has a few really good episodes. I don't think it has enough.
It has 12 episodes. That's why it can't really be the best thing ever.
Though it has Christina Hendricks in two. Oh, God.
I mean, about Christina Hendricks. That's all I hear about. Jay, get me here for Christmas, Jay.
I want to own Christina Hendricks, and I do things to
Jay, buy me Christina Hendricks. Jay, go to jail for stealing Christina Hendricks. Jay.
There's nothing worse than, I mean, monsters are horrible, but monsters who have become bored with being monsters are even worse. Jay, how can you be so bored?
Jay, why are you the worst thing that has ever happened to
America?
To Whitney Houston?
Oh, man. I don't know.
You are even worse than her husband that used to beat her. You are that bad.
Are you saying that I'm Chris Brown?
No, you are a Chris Brown.
You are basically first. So Jay is apparently Chris Brown.
Jay, why do you beat women? Seriously.
I don't beat women. I only beat the children when they misbehave.
I like how you've tried to justify it in your mind.
Wait, so Rihanna was a minor when you beat her. It makes you a pedophile as well.
Jay, do you think she deserved it?
God.
Did she get what was coming to her?
I am not going to
She shouldn't have been dressed like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to avoid, but thanks.
You make me sick, yeah.
Jay, the only thing that's worse than you is
Adam Owen.
It's Adam's fucking Owen.
Whoa. Yeah, why does he get to play the villain? Why?
Okay. Adam's Owen is cuddly and cute. You are brown.
That's horrible.
It's not.
Well, you just heard it, folks. Adam Owen thinks brown people are horrible.
Adam Owen, brown people, it's horrible. I'm Adam Owen. I sound like this.
Why don't I get to be the official villain of all of the podcasts and all of Podtoid canon?
Well, the thing is, you are destroying America to begin with.
Because you're the host. Since when is the villain the fucking host of the party?
I don't like to see
Jay as the host. Yeah, because I hijacked you, because I'm a terrorist.
Well, I don't know. Liquid Snake.
Name one JRPG where the party host is the main villain.
Metal Gear Solid 1.
And do it without spoiling anything.
Like the initial, or like the, you know, the first guy that...
No, the party person. The person hosting the party.
Well,
I'm thinking of a name,
Jay is the.
I know something, but that would be the biggest spoiler.
Jay is a party boy. Yeah.
I'm so good at partying. I'm just like, I'm just so good.
Jay, you just like, hey, I'm a party with you. Yeah. I'm Jay.
Party.
I'm standing too close to you for comfort. I'm going to breathe in your ear now. Jay.
So, when are Papa Boris and Jay gonna just combine to take over the world?
Papa Boris, do not like Jay. He's money hungry. He's always, Papa Boris, give me the money, give me the gold.
Wow, so even Papa Boris doesn't like Jay. Wow, Jay's an asshole.
Even Papa Boris is like, no Jewish babies, no Jewish babies. I like it. I like them like I like my movies. uncut.
I'm not sure we can release this episode.
I don't see why not.
It's a thrilling episode so far.
I'm sorry, I don't talk to enough people. I have no social boundaries.
Well, I mean, I'm the Jew, and I say it's okay.
It's your fault for not teaching me how to behave in polite society.
Are you saying that you need are you saying that you need me to spank you?
Jay, why don't you
spank you?
Discipline
sure,
me.
Sure, I'll do. do you want
I
me
want you to discipline me. I have been naughty, and it's up to you to take care of this.
Do I need to get my riding crop? Because I can take care of it.
Oh, you need to do a lot of shit to me.
Can we talk about Persona 5?
No.
Can we talk? Does anyone?
No. If we go to Persona, we're gonna do it in order.
Is an order to this?
I have never played one of those games. Are they video?
Actually, before we begin, can we talk about Doom a little bit?
Can we please
sure
talk
thing.
About Doom?
Let's talk about Doom.
Yes.
Doom.
So I'm playing Brutal Doom.
Isn't this fucking awesome?
Yeah, it's probably the best mod for everything I've ever played.
It's pretty fucking rock and roll right there.
Yeah, and speaking of that, combined with the heavy metal music pack, it's like the best version of Doom I've played so far.
It's like they made Doom better. Do you know how hard that is?
Yeah, and you know what's the most surprising thing? That two of the weapons have iron sights, and that doesn't break the game at all.
It's like I kind of like this. Why?
You also have to reload, but enemies have to as well.
Actually. The reloading is a pretty bit. It's slightly wonky though. I think it's a patch. It needs to be patched. Yes.
What do you mean?
I have had some times where I can't quite reload when I want to.
What?
I don't know. Maybe it was just the version I played.
I don't know. Never had an issue with that, to be honest.
Well, probably because you're too lazy not working.
I think you're just making stuff up.
Well, I could be. You know what? I think we should all just remember that we all are made out of stardust.
We are.
In the highest exalted ways.
We are beautiful people. The beautiful people. The beautiful people. I don't think Jay is beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
You know, words can't bring it down, but I'm gonna fucking try to do it. It's my quest to break you. I must break you.
I wonder what will break first, your spirit or your anus.
You know what? I have been there. His anus can take a pounding.
It'll be his spirit first.
Jay's anus is like the Mr. Fantastic. It can just stretch and stretch.
See, in a world of Batman and Robin, why is Bane the stupidest thing I can think of in Batman history?
There's like weird themed holiday ones, like fucking Humpty Dumpty and shit.
Well, I'm thinking more of the films.
Well, there's the Holiday Killer. Oh god,
what are we talking about now?
Batman.
I just randomly thought, why is it in all of the Batman films, the stupidest part of it is Bane?
I think
that's not the stupidest part of The Dark Knight Rises. I will fight you on that.
I think
Tala fucking Al Ghul is way fucking stupider. Batman works in that movie is way fucking stupider. Everything in that movie is way way more stupid than Bane.
I think all of the movies are pretty mediocre, to be honest.
I did a thing with my back and now it's fixed because I'm Batman. Yeah, that's fucking.
Oh, I'm Batman.
Why is Bane talking about how he's
why are you doing
Batman? Oh, I'm
Batman.
What
will break first? Your mind.
Can you tell me where is Scarecrow?
And then Scarecrow.
I was going to go watch the Dark Knight Rises. Like, me and two people, I won't call them friends, two people I know. Got together to one of their houses, watched the first two movies, right? All pumped up, ready to go see The Dark Knight Rises. But by the end of the first two movies, we didn't want to go.
I watched Batman Begins and Dark Knight, and then went to the midnight screening of Dark Knight
Rises. Yeah, that's exactly what I did. Yeah, I was
fucking excited. And I was sitting there for like the first 20 minutes, 30 minutes thinking, is this okay, I think?
I've seen worse.
Then his back got broken, and the movie got broken at the same time. Everything from that point forward is just atrociously bad.
The thing, that was just pure fan service, because that didn't need to happen. It had no purpose in
also, the way it happened in the comics, the reason that happened was way more smart and well-made.
Yeah, it actually made sense.
I've actually not read that comic, but I can't speak that
much. It's my fault.
Okay, Batman starts off already being fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
And then Bane comes like, I will break the bat, and he releases all of Batman's fucking villains at the same time. So Batman, already fucking exhausted, spends all the time putting away all of his villains.
Yeah.
And then Bane ambushes him in his house and is like, I'm going to break you. And then he breaks him.
Because he knows that Batman needs to be really exhausted in order to actually take
on that regard. Because he is the ultimate badass. So
it's not like in this movie where, for some reason, all of a sudden his leg injury is way worse than it was last movie. And therefore, he's really, really
good to kill. Some sort of electric leg brace makes it perfectly fine again.
That I'm okay with. I'm okay with that one.
Why didn't he use that nearly every other time he was walking?
I would have preferred it if they did, like, Batman, what's it called, the comic, the Batman Returns.
That's the thing. The film was setting up,
and that didn't fucking happen.
If he used more, like, power armor, that just basically the suit runs him now, that would be cooler. Like, he is so broken that he has to rely on his suit.
Thing. Watch the ending of The Dark Knight again.
He's fine!
There's no indication of a leg injury or anything.
He shouldn't have fucking fallen in the first place. But yeah, he runs his motorcycle. He's like, I'm Batman, vroom vroom, and just drives off.
I'm imagining him falling right on Two-Face, and he's just like, I'm Batman.
I'm Batman, vroom vroom. I'm gonna buy a black mommy. I'm Batman. Would you like some cookies?
Look who's on!
Well,
hello. Hey, sexy.
Are you drunk?
No. No, that was the other guy.
Oh,
yeah, that was Sam.
That was the other one. So we're
Larry.
Go back to Batman. Right.
Hello, Larry.
No, Bane is by far the least dumb thing in that movie.
It's the one that everyone loves making fun of, and it is such good fun.
His voice is probably the dumbest thing in the movie.
Oh, I could really do without the Batman voice.
I'm fine. Oh, your back is all hurt, and you're poop.
Oh, I'm Bane. Would you like to
say? Oh, here's Sam. Hello, Sam.
This is the Bane Podcast.
Welcome to Bad Teed.
We have confused the shit out of Matt.
this is a thing.
So Doom. We were talking about Doom.
We have plans for you.
Let's confuse Sam next.
I can't tell you people fucking apart.
We never finished Games of the Week, by the way.
We talked about one good game, and that's all we needed to do.
Yeah, Europa Universalis.
It's
good,
fucking but... No. Who's on again?
Everybody.
Sam, okay, it's Sam. If the other one was on, we could talk about the Baldur's Gate 2 re-version. Look amazing! Baldur's Gate, best game ever.
I haven't actually managed to play it yet.
You are the worst person, whoever you are.
I...
like 50 just, Hitlers.
It just came out, well, I say that like maybe a week ago. And I haven't finished playing one yet, like again. So...
Yeah, it's a pretty meaty game, if you
it
know.
It is, there's maybe. So much to do. Like, I got into the final city of Baldur's Gate.
It's
and
huge.
It is. Like, there is... I never realized before, because I always used to play through the main story. but there is so much to do there. It's all
the
really
thing is, you could just walk into a random warehouse. Oh, look, the most deadly enemy in the game is just one. It's just in here.
Yeah,
oh,
or,
shit.
Like, or you walk into a random someone's house and they're like, oh my god, I have a deadly wasting disease. Please don't go on this enormous quest with loads of emotions.
Help us. Deadly jelly has taken over this tower.
Yeah.
That town sounds like it has some problems.
You know what?
Kind of Baldur's Gate really does.
Baldur's Gate has a lot of problems, but it has the view, like, it's waterfront, everything.
The biggest problem with Baldur's Gate was the damn website countdown for Enhanced Edition. They should have just gotten a better website host.
Mm. Yep.
Speaking of website hosting.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I forgot who the hell we're advertising.
We are GoDaddy. This is where I come in. We are advertising GoDaddy.
GoDaddy. They fired all the guys that made the bad decision that made us angry at them. So we're okay with GoDaddy now.
Yes,
we are less angry at them. If they make another bad decision, then we'll be angry.
We will call their shit. We will look at their shit and say, this is bad shit, and we will taste it. And it was
GoDaddy, this is a promise, GoDaddy. And this is coming from the big corporate conglomerate that is Jay Solomon PLC, otherwise known as Podteed. Right?
No. Why is Jay Solomon charged? Is it because
he's the host?
Because he's rich.
And also he has the money to register us as a company.
Jay Solomon is so fucking rich.
So this is a promise. If you make another bad decision, we're pulling our endorsement. And that's it. That's the end for you guys.
Yeah, yeah, we know that the only thing keeping you guys alive is your endorsement from the show. So, you know. People like you got little players helping you as well, like Chris Perillo and whatnot. But you know, he is a little
Rev
guy.
Three? What's
the
Rev 3?
Yeah, what the fuck is Rev 3?
I don't know. Revolver
3.
Can you
go
dream?
Away?
And what happened to the other two?
Maybe the third best small fry that's helping GoDaddy.
Yeah, you know, without us, GoDaddy would just be like two guys having a wank in a car park.
To be fair, it still is, but now they get money.
Now they get money and make a website every now and again.
You know what? I don't think we should discriminate them for wanting to masturbate in a car park, though.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine.
I won't judge.
As long as the car park is consenting.
You know what? The car park is asking for it. It lets anyone in. It's just, you know, I'm a car park. Hey, hey.
Come on over. I've been drinking.
Come on over. I have loose morals.
This is obviously satire.
This is not satire.
yes. Anyway, GoDaddy.podtoy.com. Not Podtoy. Podfuck. Podteed.
Podfuck.
Podfuck.
This metaphor
is my name Podfuck. Actually, does that exist?
Podfuck.
I know that exists.
Is brought to you by GoDaddy.
Do we have to talk about video games?
Podfuck actually appears to be a website I have to register for, and it's all written in a language I can't read.
Oh, that's good.
You know what? That means that it's good.
Yeah.
Put all your information in, including your credit card.
Well, I don't know what it's asking for. I don't know what Jimeno... Oh, it's Czech. Okay.
Can you read it?
It wants to know my university.
Oh, you didn't.
It wants to know my university, my faculty, and my discipline. What the fuck is this?
Tell them. I mean, they seem like good guys.
You can trust them.
Do you know what? I actually think this is a university social network for Czech Republic.
What?
Yeah.
Called Podfuck.
Does that mean something? That must be some sort of lost in translation shit going on.
It must mean something else.
Or someone is having a really good laugh.
There's also this... No, look.
It's just a great social network.
Podfuck.net is a news site about said university.
You know what? I would... Oh God! I don't.
Is a mediator in the communication business students at the Technical University in Brno.
Part
of the site is intended only for registered users, and it's called Podfuck.
Okay.
So remember, kids, go to GoDaddy.
Wait, why are they not Podfuck.edu then?
I don't know, but my old school was .org, so
So if you want to register a domain that isn't one of those two,
I don't
but
see why
is available, then you might want to go to GoDaddy.com and use the code.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to register code. Octopod.
This is where you have to say the code.
Don't
now.
Register Octopod. That's ours.
You said we weren't allowed to.
No, I never said we couldn't have the domain as well.
Oh, okay.
I just said we can't rename our current
Sam, domain. I know your name now. Don't make it come after you.
Sam, you know
well,
what
I'll
I said...
attack you with my 5 pizza vouchers.
Oh, said... fuck, bro. I want a pizza now. I haven't had
one. Yeah. Chicago Town Takeaway Pizza, who are not sponsors.
You know what? I haven't had a pizza in years.
Really?
What? Yeah.
I don't... What's wrong with you? Since I moved out, I never go like out and eat. I only eat at home. So I don't like pizza, hamburgers, fast food, anything like that.
Oh. Well, yeah,
like pizza though? What the fuck?
I do make my own. Bread is not very good for me sometimes.
These vouchers are £2 off Chicago Town Takeaway Pizzas, which are really good. And they're like £4 something normally. But there's a website where you can get the vouchers and you'll get them sent to you. And if you just add a comma to the end of your address, they'll send you another one.
What?
Yeah, no. It thinks your address is different.
Oh, Sam, you're fucking the system.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Stop sticking your dick in the system, man.
Well, you know, the whole thing of having to register has been changed from when I was in Freshers, my first year, where essentially Freshers Fair, they were just giving out the vouchers, so we just acquired about 50 of them.
That's what Freshers Fair was like for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How many died from, like, obesity?
They have this big thing. Too many. They have this arena in the middle, and someone went, right, whoever admits that they steal music, come up here now, and we'll give you a £20 iTunes voucher. And so no one went up for about 2 minutes, and then one guy went up and went, yeah, I steal music. And they went, what? You steal music? Yeah, right, here's your voucher. And he went, when did your course start? And he went, it started last week, I'm not a fresher, and then walked out. So he wasn't meant to be at the fair, and he got a free £20 voucher.
Bastard. Was it the fun fair?
No, it was the freshest fair. I won a chicken, though.
Amazing.
I'd like some chicken right now.
Why did no one admit to stealing music?
I don't know why. I think it's just because we had to get up onto a stage and shout, we steal music.
The thing is,
I'd do that.
You don't want to
for
walk.
$20.
Dude, I don't want a £20 iTunes card. I don't like iTunes.
Yeah, of Neither course you I. would. You love
you
money.
Sell it.
I love free things. It just makes me
I need angry birds in my life. I will go up there and say, I stole Lady Gaga's latest album. It was shit.
Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Honestly.
Jay, calm down. Jay,
just because you're rich enough to own Lady Gaga.
Jay, just because you have a mutilated penis doesn't mean you can take it out on us. We hate your genitals.
Stop making fun of my penis, honestly. It makes me
self-conscious. I don't see how you can live with yourself.
You'd still tap it, though.
I would poke it and go... Ew.
Yeah, he would literally tap it.
Yeah. Ew, what is this? Is it supposed to look like that?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm sure you would tell me that.
No. You know what? What I really think about you, honestly, you are pretty boys, and I like you. I don't like Tobichi, though. She is a classy lady, and she I don't know. There's just a lot of problems there. I can't handle it.
Well, that says it all, really. I don't know.
Really.
Yeah,
I handle that jelly. I can't handle it.
There's really not much jelly.
Okay, speaking of jelly, Wacky Races, but for the PS2.
Yes!
Is this as good as the Dreamcast one?
No.
Probably not.
It's okay. It's not a bad game, but it's not
most
amazing.
PS2 ports of Dreamcast games are kind of disappointing.
Okay, so if I want to pick it up, the Dreamcast is the way to go.
Yes.
I mean, I would say yes, but that's because I will always say yes to the Dreamcast.
Well,
you
I
have to
have
get
Virtua
Tennis 2 as well somewhere.
Yeah. Actually, get all the games on the list I'm putting up in 2 hours.
What do I have for the Dreamcast? I actually have a few games. Let me look upon them. Animal Crossing, Tales of Symphonia, Resident Evil 4, Mario Kart, Donkey Konga, of course, and Ikaruga.
The last one was a Dreamcast game.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, Dreamcast. I thought it was a GameCube.
Ikaruga was a Dreamcast game. It was a sequel to the Sega Saturn game, Radiant Silvergun.
Was it? It's what a fucking hard game.
And it's coming out on other platforms, or it might already be out.
It's PC. Already out, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it on PC?
It is.
Yeah, that's what I want it on.
I don't...
Well, no, I want it on the PS Vita.
You want things you can't have.
Yeah, one Dreamcast. Another Dreamcast game I liked was Metropolis Street Racer.
Was that based on the 1930s movie?
Probably not. It was like Bizarre Creations' first game before they turned the franchise into Project Gotham.
Yeah.
And then they died.
Yeah.
Because Activision told them, make a James Bond game. And Bizarre said, but no one buys James Bond games.
And yes, they
actually, but it was actually pretty decent game.
No, people don't play James Bond games that aren't everything or nothing.
Here's what happened with Bloodstone, because it's a pretty interesting thing, actually. Bloodstone started out as basically 007 Racing 2. It was going to be a car combat game. And then for some reason, plans got changed around, and like, okay, no, we need to add a plot to this. Oh, we're also making it more of a full action game. Okay, so the car combat's taking up, but the actual car mechanics are still in there, and they were shit, so which is kind of sad, but whatever. Then after that, they basically had to rework the game, and they had to release it by fall 2010. Yep. That was the problem. It was the same release day as GoldenEye Wii. It was also the same release. It was the week after or the week before Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3.
Black Ops, I think.
Was Black Ops? Okay.
Yeah.
That was the problem. Had Activision said, okay, delay the game 6 months, work on the game for 6 months, the game might have been pretty damn good and would probably have sold pretty well. Instead, what happened was they released an okay game, not a good game, an okay game, on the same day, another James Bond game that's way more hyped up, that's way better, and actually sold incredibly well.
Yeah.
So much so it warrants an HD remake, which was even better. And the other people who don't have a Wii, and play those kinds of games, well, they're gonna get Call of Duty, because let's face it, Call of Duty and Spawn games is basically the same audience.
Yep. Well, that is the Call of Duty problem that happens every year.
Actually, I don't know.
I just noticed that I bought Everything or Nothing early this year.
Or Nothing's amazing!
What? I want to buy Everything or Nothing just so that I can see Willem Dafoe say, "Hey, James Bond, I'm the bad guy in a James Bond film."
That's actually not that far off.
Yeah.
Hey. Does he say, "Hey, James Bond, wanna die?"
Not exactly those words, but honestly, there are parts in the game where he's not far off. He commands Jaws.
Hey, Jaws, can you go kill James Bond for me? That'll be really good.
It's amazing. And of course, he gets to say the title of the movie just before it fades to the cutscene.
Hey, James Bond, it's Everything or Nothing.
Just by the end of this, we all have Everything or Nothing. Yeah.
I like movies.
I get disappointed when I watch a Willem Dafoe film and it's not the Willem Dafoe that Jim Sterling came up with, who just explains the entire plot of the film. He was saying, "I'm the bad guy in a James Bond film. I've stolen a nuclear weapon or something. I don't know."
Hello, Daniel Craig's character.
I've got a nuclear weapon, and I'm gonna fire it.
And then Daniel Craig would have to say, "Yes, you are Willem Dafoe, and you have a nuclear weapon, and
yes,
you're gonna
you are
fire
Willem Dafoe's character."
Yeah, I know I am.
Well, if you want more Willem Dafoe, you can go grab yourself an Audible thing, and grab yourself the Langoliers One Past Midnight narrated by Willem Dafoe.
Whoa.
Or you can go with a good book. But,
yeah, or you can get a good book, but hey, it's Willem Dafoe reading The Langoliers. Or you can get Mystique Unabridged, which is a thing.
Or we will start with James Bond. There's a bunch of Ian Fleming novels on there.
Oh, yeah.
They're incredibly racist.
You know,
That was probably a better segue than just Googling Willem Dafoe audiobook. But anyway.
segue.
Sorry, yes. Suddenly,
if you want some sexism and some racism and some homophobia in your spy fiction, check out Ian Fleming's James Bond novels.
Oh yeah,
and we all do. We all love it.
Of course,
it's like the best thing.
I have right here my Ian Fleming book. It's this one is Thunderball.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah, that's
the one.
I'm still laughing at Segway. Because that's what skilled broadcasters do.
Come on.
I tried, all right? I tried.
I think we really should be on proper radio.
See, I used to always do, like, try and come up with really clever and, like, and non-intrusive segues on my other podcasts, and I would always do them, and then someone would go, oh, that's a segue, afterwards, ruining the entire segue. Yeah.
How many fucking podcasts are you on?
A few minutes ago.
Right now, I'm only on 3 podcasts.
Three?
Yeah, I'm on this. Yeah.
The Final Battle, what else?
Well, actually, 4 podcasts.
You are on Rely on Horror.
Wait, are you still doing DOS?
Yeah, we're doing DOS, we're doing Whispers in the Dark, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing the Final Battle.
So there, Jay!
I used to be on 3, I guess. I used to be on all of the Shattered podcasts, so go fuck a duck boner.
I've been on all of them.
How'd that work out for you, AJ?
I've been all... Yeah, the Chatted Podcast called, time is very...
Wait, he's called AJ now?
Yeah.
And if you want podcasts that aren't bad, go on audible.podteed.com and grab yourself an audiobook for free and then cancel
it. Have anyone been listening to any audiobooks recently?
Actually, no. It's,
Have anyone read any audiobooks? Any books lately?
I'm
still
sad. Going through
Pratchett.
I'm making my way through Pratchett's entire collection.
I'm re-listening to Clash of Kings right now.
Mort is so good.
I listened to the entire Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy audio series, all 5 series, in a row while working on my model, for which I was up 38 hours working on.
Nice.
What model, bro?
3D model of an orrery.
Oh, I thought it was going to be something cool.
It is. It looks cool. It looks like something from Aperture because I nicked some of the textures, but, yeah.
You sneaky boy.
Well, no, the textures, we don't have to be original.
Yeah. So once again, what was the link?
It's audible.podteed.com.
All right,
and the other one's godaddy.potty.com.
All right, so I think we're going into a little break then.
Yes.
Can we do some beatboxing?
Have a special sexy time during this beatbox break.
This is so shit. Oh no,
I had a friend of mine was killed by a song. It was really scary.
Fuck's sake.
Go fuck yourself, all of you.
I would fuck you if I could.
Welcome back after this wonderful tea break that we had. We're all still here. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to say?
We are so fucking pumped right
so
now.
So there was
bro.
A Persona event this weekend.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
and
showing, showing Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Shia LaBeouf.
Indeed. That's what Kotaku tells me. They announced three new games and a console port of the fourth game. They started out announcing Persona Q, Shadow of the Labyrinth for the 3DS, which is basically Etchian Odyssey Persona.
I guess.
Sounds really, really good.
By the director of Etchian Odyssey 4. And it's a Persona 3, Persona 4, Dungeon Crawler, taking place in school environment. Yeah, but you know what to expect. And fans were pissed because it wasn't Persona 5. Then they announced Persona 4 Ultimax Suplex something is coming to PS3 next year.
My brother's really into fighting games, and that's sort of, and Persona 4 Arena sort of become his big game to play. So he was over the moon at that.
Yeah, and so it was announced for PS3, and fans were pissed because it wasn't Persona 5. And then they announced Persona 4 Dancing All Night by the developer of Project Diva, which is basically Project Diva.
Oh, I love that name.
Yeah, it's Project Diva with Persona 4, basically. That's all it is. It looks really cool. Looks going to be a good game because it's by the Project Diva developer. It's Dingo. So, yeah. And Persona fans were pissed off because it wasn't Persona 5. And then they announced Persona 5 for next year on PS3. And fans were pissed off because they announced it 20 minutes too late.
That was the big thing I got from that.
Yeah,
I got was that fans of Persona are getting 4 new games next year, and they are absolutely furious about it because
they announced them in the wrong order. That's why.
I do not understand that this is 2014. If this year was a year of Luigi, this is next year's the year of Persona, literally. Four new games are coming out. Why are you furious about this?
Because more
this is my impression of Persona fans. I'm getting 4 new games.
You know what? I really like
him, but I hate you.
This sounds like what would happen if Oddworld Inhabitants came out today and went, right, guys, next year we're doing an HD remake of Abe's Exodus. The Odyssey remake's coming out. We're doing a new Stranger's Wrath game. We're doing Brutal Ballad of Fangus Clot. And we're also doing Munch's Exodus, and it'll all be out next year. And everyone was pissed off because they also announced Munch's Exodus.
It's like Valve went out and announced that they were going to bring out Portal 3, Left 4 Dead 3, Dota 3, Team Fortress 3, and then end with Half-Life 3. And everyone goes, fuck you!
Yeah.
Nintendo announces, right, the next games you're making is F-Zero GX HD. In 3 months' time, we're also making F-Zero 3D. F-Zero 3D. And we're also making a completely new HD F-Zero game that has full online, full 1080p.
By Sega.
And it's by Sega, and everyone's like, this is the worst thing I've ever heard.
That's one time when Gilbert Gottfried said, I'm a better gamer because I'm more angry at games than you are.
Look at my anger. It means that I like
I apologize to all the video games.
So that's Persona. I love the titles for the games, but, you know,
they are fun.
Yeah. What else, I guess?
I'm looking forward to Persona 5, because it looks to be a darker and more Persona 2-esque thing, going by the teaser.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, don't they also make those Shin Megami...
Persona is a Shin Megami Tensei spin-off, yeah.
Persona is, yeah. Yeah, and you can get them all on the first 4 on the PS Vita, so, you know.
Of course, we're a European podcast, and we were never going to get any of these games, probably.
Yeah.
We'll get 5. Like 2019.
We'll get 5, but we won't get the rest of them.
Man, good with Persona. That seems to be doing really well, because we can get all the Persona games.
Yeah, but you get them, like, 5 centuries too late.
Yeah,
we don't live that long here. We eat a lot of fried food.
I think the thing is that Persona 4 was kind of the first game in the series to get really big. As in, they've always been well-respected.
In Europe, yes.
Persona 3 got pretty big, too.
Persona 3
was localized here.
Yeah, I mean, Persona 3 started it, and with Persona 4, that sort of got really big amongst anime people.
If I ask a question?
Yeah?
Who is this Persona gentleman?
Does he look at us and see our inner darkness?
Good question.
You're thinking of that Kingdom Hearts man over there. Darkness, darkness, darkness.
Hearts! But with the power of my heart and loving people, I think.
And the heart of the
cards. Captain Planet!
And with the help of Disney's Tarzan, I will overcome you.
Oh, I don't get those games.
Adam, you're gonna...
Can you help me defeat Sephiroth?
Adam, you're going to...
talking bollocks with my Millennium Eye.
You're going to
wait,
come
shouldn't Kingdom Hearts have Phil Collins? I mean, he's pretty much Disney canon.
His music's in it.
Yeah.
If Kingdom Hearts had Phil Collins as a supporting character.
Yeah.
That would mean that GTA Vice City Stories is in canon with Kingdom Hearts.
Did you know that another Disney voice actor is actually Jay Solomon's ultimate sexual fantasy?
Wait, what is
Tara Strong?
No.
Don't you know?
We have
talked about it so many times. So he hasn't mentioned it to anyone else. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh god.
He loves Whoopi Goldberg. Like he says, he thinks she is so sexy. Ever since he saw him in TNG, he's just, oh, gotta have that.
Gotta have that.
Why do I talk to you in private, man? It's so stupid.
The thing is, I don't know why you talk to me.
Stop telling him your secrets.
The thing is, he shouldn't talk to me because I just insult him all day long.
You really do. Most of our conversations are basically what you say here, except you constantly yell about my being cut over and over.
Dude, it's the same with me. Shoestring, do you have conversations like you have with me that you have with Jay?
I do, basically. I'm sorry. I have to insult everyone I know. This is the only way I can cope.
Yeah, that's why he hasn't sworn at me much, because he keeps forgetting my name. He doesn't know me.
Larry, shut the fuck up.
So I'm getting a PS4 on Friday.
The good console.
Okay, that didn't work as a segue though.
Possibly. Who knows? Fuck it.
The PS4 is considerably better.
How do we know that though?
I've had a go.
Because one. 4 is more than 1.
I play both games.
Three more, literally.
The games are £60, and that money has to go to someone.
Oh, Jesus Christ, the game price. It's just
on the PS Store. Do you know what? PS3 games are £60 on the store.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
So the fact that they're more expensive on the PS Store for the PS4 does not surprise me at all.
Yeah, basically the price they have on there is just regular Switch prices anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter for me.
I hate that.
But yeah, my flatmate got an Xbox One, and I saw it, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. He tried to demonstrate Kinect for me. It wouldn't work.
well, come on. No. Is Kinect better this time?
No.
I mean,
less terrible?
It wouldn't recognize his voice several times. The hand gestures didn't work properly. He had a controller in his lap, but he was trying to be smug, and it wouldn't work. We tried Forza 5, which honestly does not look much better than Forza 4.
Forza 5 is terrible.
And he was like, look at the cobblestone, it's got, you know, it's bumpy. And all I could say was, it's nice to see...
What the hell is a cobblestone?
No, I said it's nice to see consoles finally using tessellation.
Yeah, what's bump mapping in Tech 4?
Do you even megatexture, bro?
it was okay. It wasn't bad looking, but it wasn't next gen.
See, that's the thing. I think the problem I have with all next gen at the moment is that all of it looks like the exact same as PS3, but with a lot more bollocking around.
Yeah, I don't see an improvement that makes me excited. It's like,
that always the case with new hardware?
Well, no, because
I can see a difference between like a PS2 game and a launch PS3 game.
Oh, yeah. definitely.
I can also very clearly see the difference between Nintendo 64 and GameCube and PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
I can't see the difference between... I mean, I'm sure the particles
at the same
look
time,
nice.
If you go from NES to Super Nintendo to 64 to PlayStation to PS2 to PS3, there's less of a difference every time.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you look at the difference between 360 and Xbox Original, like especially with, say, Halo 2. Halo 2 looks amazing. Even today, I honestly say that for the hardware it's running on a fucking Pentium 2.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Halo 2 looks amazing. In terms of what they were able to do with the hardware.
Or Conquer Live and Reloaded.
Yeah,
Conquer Live and Reloaded looks great.
Yeah, I was absolutely stunned when I played it on the Xbox. It's like, wow, this machine can do that?
As far as I'm concerned, a Wii is a GameCube in terms of hardware, pretty much. Mario Galaxy, if you just run that at 1080p, that looks better than almost every game released on the PS3 in its lifespan.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. They can't get proper, like, resolutions problems.
Yeah, but you can... Resolution is an easy fix. You can run these games at 1080p.
Yeah, well, apparently not.
If you want to have your mind blown by graphics, take the fourth disc that comes with Shenmue 1 on Dreamcast. The fourth disc is a little like preview disc where you can like get information about the game.
Yeah.
And you can see there's a certain bit like that are like voiced by the characters, and it's all like there's the high res version of the models talking to you.
Yeah.
And that's when you realize, oh wait, the CG shots on the box art is not CG models, it's the high-res models I'm looking at right now that are in-game. Because when they didn't have to render the world around it, they can use the high-res models.
Yeah,
those models are up to par with a lot of 360 games. I was comparing it to Dead or Alive 5, and they look identical.
I was talking to someone a while back, and they were saying, oh, the 360 is the best console. I said, well, no, the fucking Dreamcast is better.
Yeah.
It's just a downscaled Naomi. It's great.
Yeah, that's why I can't stand when people don't believe me when I say that the Dreamcast is more technically more powerful than the PS2, yet with less space.
Yeah.
Just look at Disc 4 of Shenmue and try and get that running on the PS2.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's all the tech demo stuff that people, you know, if we looked at the tech demos for the PS3 and everything, it would be amazing.
Basically, if every game could look like a sad old man.
Yeah, sad old man is that fourth disc of Dreamcast.
But the problem I have with the statement that this man is basically indifferent. He's not sad. He exhibits no emotions.
I think he's been sad. Yes, why?
Well, okay, he's definitely not happy to be there.
But the thing is, when I first saw him, I couldn't apply any emotions to him because I knew he was fake.
I think he just looks bored, possibly bored, but...
I look at it as in he's been coded to look like he was bored somehow.
Yeah, I think if you look at something like Alex from episode 2, I think the last one, she emotes a lot better in fairly... primitive, you know, an old
engine. She emotes a lot better, and her face is made up of about
5 pixels.
No, her face is polygonal. It's probably about 90 polys.
Yeah, and that's what is... how would that, scale compare to the Ellen Page game? Is that a tenth of it? Or
The Ellen Page game, I don't know how many they said that they use...
It was like,
was it 50,000 or something?
Something like that.
2,500 billion.
David Cage, why do you love emotions?
Because I've met Ellen Page.
David
and
Cage,
all emotions.
When you met Ellen Page, did you say, "Hello, I am David Cage and I love emotions"? Would you come and be in my game and do emotions with me?
It was kind of like that.
David Cage.
I told her.
Why is David Cage a robot now?
You look just like on the photos. I have plenty of those in my room.
David Cage, is Primal Rage the most emotional game ever?
How many polygons does he have?
32.
10.
The answer is no.
Oh.
David Cage, when you wake up in the morning, do you say, it's time for emotions?
David Cage, who is Persona?
Where the fuck does this guy... I just realized that the high-res model for... I think his name is Zhao and Shemi 1 has earwax in his ear.
Wow.
That's emotions.
David Cage. The only thing I remember from Shenmue was just a clip on YouTube I found of one character going, I don't like having photos taken of me. What?
Yeah, Shenmue 2. That's the Xbox version.
Have I told you all the drama, Cat?
Xbox, everything.
Yeah, anyway, PS4 and Xbox. fucker. The Xbox controller is absolutely abysmal.
Yes, the bumpers are ruined.
The bumpers are pivots. They're broken. That's stupid. The triggers are too shallow. They're too spongy, and the vibration is stupid. It doesn't work.
Ugh.
It's this controller is so intense. This controller, the D-pad is much nicer, but it's still a tad too floaty for my liking. But it's nicer. It's quite similar to the PS Vita D-pad, but it's a bit more give on it. The face buttons have not been changed, so I've got no problem there. The analog sticks, they feel cheap. They don't feel new and posh.
Who is doing the dishes in the background? And shitting
Jay? Who the fuck is doing dishes?
Jay, are you in your hotel restaurant again?
Who's having a soup kitchen?
Jay, are you... Why are you so... fuck it, Jay.
Jay, are you Basil Fawlty?
Jay, why do you keep hitting Manuel?
Jay, are you hitting Manuel just because you're racist?
You just reminded me because he's an immigrant. Fawlty Towers is probably my favorite TV show.
It's a really solid show.
Jay, was Manuel actually born in England, but you force him to put on a racist accent?
Actually, yeah. I have a question to you English people. Has any of you managed to buy the Monty Python tickets?
No, I'm not even going to try. I don't have money.
I imagine it's going to be hella expensive.
Well, yeah. They sold out within seconds, so...
Jesus Christ, though.
And they added like 5 or 4 more dates, and they sold out within seconds.
I'm not surprised. It's Monty Python.
I had a friend who was an idiot, and he got tickets to that Led Zeppelin reunion, and I hate him.
Oh.
That's what... Yeah.
The Sepp, bro.
Asked him, what albums have you got? And he said, the greatest hits. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill you, and no one is going to arrest me for that.
Fair enough.
Like, it would be in the middle of the playground. I would punch him to death. Like, I would just wail on him for about 5 minutes.
In the play? How old are
because
you?
Because this was when he got the tickets, because it was when I was in sick form. And right. I'll just punch him in the middle of the playground, and then the teacher would come and say, what's going on? And I would say, this guy got tickets to the Led Zeppelin reunion, and the only album he's got is the Greatest Hits album.
The teacher
would start beating the shit out of him.
Why is a 12-year-old going to see Led Zeppelin?
Sixth form is only a couple of years ago. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, so come on. Larry is like 10 years old.
Either way, we're beating the shit out of a kid tonight.
I would love to beat a child.
That's the name of the episode.
I'm writing it down now.
Oh, God, I hate you all.
Sorry.
Jay, shut up. Calm down, Jay. Jay,
okay.
You are too crunk right now. You are too fucking crunk.
I can't stop. I can't stop crunking.
Crunk's up, man.
I just can't stop doing crunk.
You are so fucking crunk, you need to calm the fuck down.
I have some vague news about a game I like.
I don't care.
Killzone Mercenary is getting another patch. This is the third patch, and it's going to essentially not do much in the way of bug fixing, but the previous two patches were fucking massive. And it essentially reduces the size by 800 megabytes, which, considering how small the Vita cards are, is a large amount.
I guess megabytes is a good thing.
800 meg, that's pretty damn good, considering the patch. If you downloaded the game off PSN, it was 4 gig. And then you had the patch.
Christ.
The patch, I think it made it up to 5 gig.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a reason I bought it on game card. It's going to add... Then in January is going to be update 4, which has gotten a new matchmaking system. It's going to redo the netcode, so it fixes the connectivity problems, and it's going to have a team rebalancing feature, which is good, because there's been so many times I've been playing a game where the other team has completely left and I've just been fighting no one.
So basically, don't buy it now.
No, buy it now, because it's still quite cheap and it's a fun game. Then there's going to be update 5 in February, which includes 2 new multiplayer maps for free.
That's nice.
And it's going to include Bot Zone, which lets you fight bots on multiplayer maps rather than just, you know, playing people online. That's going to be a paid expansion, but I mean, it's probably...
What?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you're getting the multiplayer maps for free, so I suppose they're giving away the thing people really want, and then if you want the bots, you can pay for the bots. And then in Update 6, it will be working on adding support for the Vita... Oh, hang on. It's going to be adding support for the Vita TV.
Oh.
Yes.
And what? In the Update 7, they will add support for Amiga 1200.
I think that basically confirms that the Vita TV is heading west.
Yeah, that does. Because why would they bother... Because, I mean, I don't know how well Killzone sells in Japan, but...
Not that well. That's one of the main reasons PS4 is not in Japan yet.
That's pretty damn good. Yeah.
What game is this?
Killzone Mercenary.
Oh,
excellent game, actually. And if it supports the Vita TV, that might mean I can stop doing the fucking touchscreen actions.
I hate any sort of like touchscreen or waggle. Oh, or
I might actually steal my brother's Vita soon so that I can play Persona 4.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some touchscreen stuff that works really well in Killzone. Like, there's a little button that you can press to switch guns rather than using the arrow key.
Yeah, that's one of those, because I played on Unit 13 when it was on PlayStation.
Unit 13 is fucking excellent.
That has some brilliant touchscreen.
Actually, I have a story about Unit 13.
Yeah.
So, guess, imagine this. Okay, it was a freebie on PS Plus.
Yes.
So I downloaded, kick out basically half of my memory card because I have an 8 gig.
Mm-hmm.
I start playing it, and it logs into PSN, and then the entire game is in Spanish. Because I have a Polish PSN account, and therefore it's not English, then Spanish, I don't know.
Right.
Well,
yeah, so that's the end of me playing Unit 13. And I'm glad I waited it out, because if I bought a retail copy, the same thing would have happened. And the studio responsible for that game is shut down.
Yeah,
so
Zipper Interactive is the last game they made.
Yeah, so they will not patch it.
It's a fitting swan song because it's got elements of SOCOM in there, and it's genuinely a fun game. And
I wanted to play this because I've heard good things about it, but I'm not going to be able to because reasons.
They've got daily challenges on there, which are fun. I've gotten number one on those daily challenges a few times.
Yeah,
I'm usually in the top 10, so I'm not bad at that game.
I'm
imagining one of the guys.
Yeah, there's not many, but
I'm imagining one guy who worked there thinking, well, this studio may be shutting down soon, but at least I've got a job offer from Studio Liverpool.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Wipeout guys will take me, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, don't worry, you know.
Do Wipeout
I'm friends with one
anymore.
Of the guys back when it was Psygnosis, you know, don't worry, I'll go work for them.
I hated the Vita at first because they kept shutting down all the studios that made launch games for it.
Yeah, and they were all really good.
Wipeout 2048 was brilliant.
2048 is even better when you own Wipeout HD and Fury because you get all of the tracks from those games as well.
Yeah.
The entire campaign from Wipeout HD and Fury is a failure.
Oh, I wouldn't call every launch Vita game good. Touch My Katamari was massive disappointment.
Touch My Katamari was good if you got it cheap.
Yeah,
if you haven't played the first two games.
Well,
the only Katamari games I got were the PSP one and this Vita one.
Oh.
So any game that gives you the option for dual analog sticks was going to be good for me.
Yeah, not the whole launch lineup was good. I mean, you've got shit like fucking,
Corpse Army of Hell or
Ridge Racer, Army Corps of Hell, fucking Dungeon Warrior, whatever it's called, the Game Loft one.
Oh yeah,
fucking awful. But then you also had it right alongside Rayman Legends, not Legends Origins, rather.
Rayman Origins was great on the.
Yeah,
that was a brilliant console.
That was my favorite version to play.
Yep.
Crunk?
It was Crunk.
I like it, though.
You had, you know, a version, an excellent, possibly the best version of Wipeout ever made. You had Super Stardust, a very good version of Super Stardust. You had loads of PSP games, and not long after, loads of PS1 games.
I really like the Uncharted game on it.
The Uncharted game is kind of bland. I've not finished it.
You can tell it's sort of like a spin-off handheld launch game version of it.
Yes.
Complete with the god awful mini games where you had to scratch this map or scratch the item.
Do you know what? I can tell you the worst in-game mini game on the Vita is in Assassin's Creed Liberation. There's a tilt puzzle in which you have to get a ball around a maze. Now that's normally fine and that would be straightforward, except somehow they fucked up the tilt controls. When you tilt left, the whole table moves down.
Uh-huh.
Oh. When you tilt forward, the whole table moves left. They've rotated the controls 90 degrees, and I don't know how they've done it.
It's an art game. It's subversive.
It took me an hour to do a simple ball rolling puzzle.
Oh,
it's
dear.
So counterintuitive.
And I heard the game was good.
Yeah, it was, except for that fucking bit.
I hate when this... Good bits. Oh, now it's horrible. Oh, I'm angry.
Yeah, there's only two of them in the whole game as well. They didn't need to be there. But I mean, there was like some weird bits. Like when there's meant to be a revolution going on, it's set up as barricades. It's meant to look like that bit in Les Mis, but yeah. There's about five barricades and just random fires in the middle of the road. There's no one on the streets except for guards who are just fighting random civilians. But there's only like two per five roads. So the whole city is completely sparse. But other than that, the game's pretty damn good. You do get to go into the Assassin's Creed 3 map, but you only get locked on a specific path, and it's only for one mission, so it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, I don't play many video... I play very few video games. I think me and Vid are the same. We get like two games, and we stick with that.
Yeah. Like, I get Binding of Isaac, I 100% it. I get Super Meat Boy, try to 100% it, get frustrated, and then tell myself I'm going to do it at some point.
Well,
I'm sort of folding into that pattern. I mean, I'm pretty sure that this time last year, I was only playing Burnout Paradise and Saints Row the Third. And now we are here.
Yeah, and I'm still going to buy, like, 20 games on the Steam sale, though.
Of course.
I just bought Dive Kick soon.
So... I have Dive Kick. Let's Play versus Adamo, and I bought it full price. I'm kind of regretting it.
It's on the sale, and I got it for £1.74 because I sold all my Steam trading cards, and I got that £3 out of just trading cards.
See, you said I have made at least £70 maybe selling Steam shit. It's a fair amount of Dota and like old TF2 stuff.
That's like 2 days of minimal wage labor.
Now that I'm talking about Steam, I had a look at that prototype Steam box that a third party is making.
They're doing reviews as well.
That might be my next-gen console.
Which one's that?
The We Love Power one.
If SteamOS works, as in if that takes off properly, I could see that being
personally, really I would good. Try and install Windows on it.
That's the thing. That's probably like the first thing I try to do after I've played Super Meat Boy.
Is that like saying fuck you to the box?
I don't think it's possible though. It says you can't do that basically.
Well, I don't see why not. But
even if you can only use SteamOS on it,
the OS is supposed to be open source, so at least you can patch in a thing that allows you to multi-boot.
But yeah, even if you can't install Windows on it because it's locked that feature out like the Kindles do with Android. But basically, if looking at the Linux games available on Steam and the ones I already have and the ones that I could get, I could imagine that. Yeah, I really like the look of that.
What the fuck is Linux?
Linux. Bro, just how I say it.
Why didn't no one correct me?
I did.
We hate you, that's why.
No, fucking... some people pronounce it Linus.
Who?
I say Linus. Scum. Human filth. They're not worth our time.
They're worth my semen.
It has an I in it. Semen. They cut it off.
I didn't get a vasectomy.
He got castrated.
The thing is, I think the guy that mutilated Jay, it was probably the pedophile rabbi from To Catch a Predator.
I've heard all these jokes already. I'm just tired.
I keep beating him with them.
If I was to get this thing, I mean, I'm looking at the games that I could potentially get on this thing. Was I to get one oh shit, 10 millions on there. That's such an awesome game.
Is it really though?
It is. No, is I'm just looking at all the games. I'm now just looking at the Steam list of games that's on Linux, and most of them are pretty good.
Stop saying Linux.
Are the
I'm only saying Linux now to piss off Joe.
I'm gonna punch
Linux.
You can Dota on it, right?
God,
yeah, Dota. You can Dota.
Who the hell cares about Dota?
I do. I love Dota.
Final Fantasy XIV playable on Linux.
My friend Craig wants to play Dota with everybody because he loves Dota. He fucking loves Dota. And I
get Metro and I just, last.
And Dota just, is a great game. It's fun.
No one that matters cares about Dota. Just saying.
Jay, don't wave your broken penis at me.
did someone just name drop Metro Last Light?
Yes. Yeah, I did. Metro Last Light is on Linux.
So. I want to play it. Yeah,
I've actually been playing it this week.
I have only played the first
good stuff.
One.
It's good. If you liked the first one, you'll probably like this one as well. It's pretty much the same, except more confusing in terms of level design.
Speaking of confusing, why do you want to rant about iOS?
What?
Why do you want to rant about iOS? You want to talk about iOS with
Adam?
What
iOS games have you
Adam?
Been playing, Tommy?
Well, I've been playing the shit out of Peggle on my iPad.
Peggle is so
ooh,
fun.
Free Astro Glide.
Yeah,
every now and then I sort of play Reckless Racing by 2, which is awesome.
I knew a few guys that worked for PopCap.
What?
Yeah,
they were close personal friends at PopCap.
Well, I would say one of them is, yes. He wasn't
so
like
you're
yeah.
telling me you've got industry connections. I mean, you've not used them.
Well, I used them to the point of saying, when the fuck are you making Plants vs. Zombies 2? And clearly, I didn't ask right because they made a fucking iOS version of it.
Can we make a precedent on this show where we just pretend to have close personal affiliation with a game developer?
Mike Bithell. Vid is close personal friends with Mike Bithell.
I have shaken
pretend
hands
that. Eventually it will happen.
The thing is,
I'm
a close,
real ones.
I'm a close personal friend with Sid Meier.
Yeah, but yep. Tavici, I don't mind about real ones. I want to make one up, and eventually it'll happen.
Could we make up a really pretentious, like, indie dev called...
Here's the thing. I remember really, really good buddies.
Here's the thing. I know David Jaffe.
Oh, come on, that was a good joke. Come on.
I didn't hear the joke because some dirty little limey was talking.
What?
Super Metroid. Metroid in general, dead. It was funny.
How did you pronounce that?
What's wrong with iOS? What the fuck is wrong with iPads?
Nothing. They're brilliant, and I love them.
Well, stop complaining, then.
I wasn't complaining.
But if I had this idea that we were going to complain about iOS.
You guys said you were going to complain about iOS.
Tommy, stop stealing our jobs.
We said we were going to talk about iOS. I don't think you kind of understood. What we meant was we are going to gush about iOS.
Oh. Fuck it then. Do you have any questions?
Bro, we don't care, bro. Suck it up. Deal with it.
Oh.
I don't like when Adam Owens is sad. He sounds like a lost puppy.
Let's make Adam happy by seeing if anyone has any questions for him.
Adam Owens, I am going to reconnect my GameCube soon and play some Advanced Wars.
That's good.
This
sounds good.
You mean Battalion Wars?
No, he's going to get a Game Boy player and he's going to play Advanced Wars.
Battalion Wars!
It's
pretty cool, actually.
Adam Owens, can you send me a lot of GameCube games that I can play?
I'm trying to look at the ones I got.
Adam Owen, I bought a GameCube game last week.
Adam Owen,
I saw that you got Fantasy Star.
Episode 3.
You have been posting a lot of shit about that.
Which one? Oh, yeah.
I've been playing a lot of Fantasy Star. I really got to what I played this week, so whatever.
Fuck you, bro.
I've been playing things, but I can't remember what I've been playing. I think it's mostly been Brutal Doom and Spelunky.
Oh, so good.
Spelunky is awesome.
It seems too fiddly for me. I don't like precision platforming.
It's quite nice on the Vita because it's got that micro-switchy D-pad. Which isn't actually microswitches, but it feels like microswitches, so that's good enough for me.
Before I get to Spelunky, I want to finish La Mulana first. If I can.
Fair enough.
My
friend Craig got to hell the other day. He finished it. He finished the whole game.
Why did he get to hell?
He got to hell and then he finished hell. He did it. On a daily challenge as well.
Did no one do a questions post?
No, wait, I'll do
it. Oh, maybe fuck's sake, you guys!
Fucking hell.
Oh, no!
Now we can't even pretend we were gonna get questions.
Guys, can we just have a big wank and wait for them? Hasn't talked a lot. Me and him had an awesome TF2 game the other night.
Yeah. It was good.
I think we should all play that together and have fun and record it and let the children out there see and they can feel some emotions.
I'm gonna ask my future housemates whether they've got any questions.
While we wait for questions, I had a fun experience today.
Did you punch someone?
Yeah. No, I've been setting up making sure that I have enough money for the PS4.
Yeah.
And I yesterday I made sure to check, okay, good. I have everything sorted out. I can buy the PS4 and I can go to Game and buy a Sega Saturn in the launch line. You have to piss off people in the launch line. That'd be funny. Perfect. And today I get an email from Right Stuff, who sells a lot of anime and stuff. They're shipping my order for $140, which is 3 Blu-rays of anime that Jeez. Are meant to ship the 27th of December.
Whoa.
You blew away too much, bro.
They sent it a month early and decided to take money from my account. So now I can't buy my Sega Saturn.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Your Sega Saturn.
You can still buy your PS4, but you can't buy your Saturn.
Yeah, and I was actually
I've got good news. My student loan is finally coming through.
Oh, yes.
Supposedly, it'll be through either today or tomorrow, and it's not here today, so it'll be tomorrow. If it's not here tomorrow, I'm calling them up and I'm shouting at them. And then when it comes through, I'm gonna go to Zaza Bazaar, which is a world buffet. It's basically like the opening to Serenity, where they're in that big market and it's full of all the cooking food. It is like that, but indoors with seats. And it is lovely. And they do lots of food, and I'm going to go there and eat, and I'm going to look like a balloon.
If I had student loan again, I would go to a corner shop, and I would say, all of the Milky Way bars.
Oh my god.
I love it when British people talk.
I'm sorry, people. I promised to bring this up on Podgy this week. So I've been getting more text messages.
Oh, from Trent.
Yeah, so let's see. The last one was how to destroy angles, I think, which was a couple of weeks ago. Last week he sent one, but since we didn't do a podcast, well, we did, but we pretended we didn't do an episode last week. He sent me, do you play RuneScape?
No. Why?
No one plays RuneScape? Okay, good. Basically, these will be our questions, so until we have any questions. Yesterday, actually, he sent me, bro, be right back. Okay, I'm going to emphasize all the words he capitalized the first letter on. Bro, be right back. Spent all came back haunted money on Trevian Gold. What does that mean?
Wait,
Trevian, isn't that a browser game?
It is.
I like that game. It's quite fun.
Yeah. The question is, why is Trent spending all his came back haunted money on Trevian Gold?
I don't know.
Why, bro?
Then he asked me 1 minute later, why did you try to stop me?
Oh. I don't think we have enough kissy boys on this podcast.
Hey, Adam Owen, Adam Owen, Adam Owen, Adam Owen, Adam
Adams, Adam Sowen.
Adam Sowen, Adam Sowen. Go fuck yourself. That's all.
So I was talking with my friends today.
He sounds so sad whenever we insult him.
Yeah. I was talking with my friends today. I was talking about the show.
You don't have any. I had to.
Alright, then I was talking to some acquaintances today.
Oh, that's better.
And we were trying to, come up with a way to define this show. Like, how to describe
it
to people.
Listen to it?
One of them does, yeah.
It's sad for you.
He actually listened to it before I ever met him.
That's horrible.
This
That's
is crazy.
I would never want to inflict that on anyone I know.
Well, no, because I think I made a Pod Twitter reference, and he went, oh, you listen to Pod Twitter? And I went, yeah. And he went, oh, have you ever been on the wiki? And it's like, yeah, I like wrote half of that. I did all the templates, most of the templates and stuff and things.
I'm so sad for
And then I said, I'm also the guy who runs the archive, and then he proceeded to call me sad. and then I went, oh, yeah, and I do a podcast about it a bit. And then he went, oh, that one. Yeah, it was bad. And I'm like, yeah, it was.
So the first questions are in.
I've got one question.
Luce X Leclerc asks, what the fuck is a Sonic?
Naturally.
I think you've got to say it like, what the fuck is a Sonic?
No, I won't do that because now I can't yell anymore. Because people are actually angry at that I've been yelling when they're in the gender trying to sleep.
Okay.
Somebody has to sing the Sonic song about the supersonic
racing. Nope.
Sonic boom. Oh, wait, it's the wrong one.
Yeah.
Supersonic warrior. Racing.
Gotta keep your feet up off the ground.
And you're run, motherfucker,
Sonic
run.
Racing. There's no time to look around.
Yeah, that's your answer.
Take the stone my bike. I'm sorry.
Living in the city, you know, you got to survive. I've been saying that.
I noticed, I noticed many things that look alike. That's an obscure Sonic reference for you.
Like one of the best things I found was everyone should listen to the Sonic Rush album. Like,
oh yeah, that's actually pretty good.
There's a song in it that remixes a Malcolm X speech.
What?
That is the best thing.
It really
ever.
Does.
I'm not sure I'm okay with this.
It's from the guy who did the Jet Set Radio soundtrack, and it's the best thing ever.
It sounds so much like a Jet Set Radio soundtrack, and that's obviously why. It's not bad. It's a good game as well.
Sonic Rush was like one of the best 2D Sonic games I've played recently, and I was like, oh, I mean, at the time when I played it, I had never played Sonic 06, so I just thought, oh, good, Sonic's having good games at the moment.
Yeah. Sonic Rush Adventure's not as good, because it's a lot of reused levels and...
And the Sonic Colors was good.
Sonic Colors was okay, yeah. And Sonic Generations.
Sonic Generations on 3D was alright.
What the hell was Sonic and the Black Knight?
Dude.
Sonic and the Black Knight came out in this country and nobody noticed.
Sonic and the Black Knight. I rented that from the local library because they do Wii games. I played all the way through it one day.
They're so antiquated, they're considered books.
I know. But I played just that game for all day, spending the whole hold of it going, okay, so I see what they're going for. They're trying to do the Secret Rings thing where everyone is a different public domain character. and then you get to the final boss because King Arthur was made evil for some reason. I forget. I don't care. So he's the final boss. And then the credits go by and I'm like, well, it was a shit game, but at least it was quick. It was about 5 hours, but still too long. I put it back in because I put the game back in because, well, I completed it in a day and I had 3 weeks on the game. I go on a story mode to see if there's like any extras. And then you get to like the halfway point of a game.
Yep.
After you've just seen the credits and it goes to the title screen. And then it turns out that half of the characters that like give you tutorials and are like the good characters are all evil and you have to stop them from destroying the world. And that's when I said, fuck off. No, 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 I'm not playing this fucking game. No, Sonic.
You took a stand. You're a brave man.
Exactly. That was the most pissed off I'd ever been at a Sonic game until I walked up a loop-de-loop in Sonic 06.
Oh, you fucking nerds.
Well, I played a Sonic game this week, but I actually don't remember what Sonic it was. It was a bad one. Oh, it was the remake on the Game Boy Advance. That was it.
That one.
And also, because I am, for some reason, I've got a bit of a thing about playing old PS1 games, I went ahead and played Croc Legend of the Gobbos again, and that's really difficult. I can't play that.
That game was meant to star Yoshi.
It was, hence why the character designs near identical. But then I thought, oh, well, now I'll try another game. Huh, Bubsy 3D, how bad can it be?
What could possibly go wrong?
Bubsy 3D is the worst game I've ever played. And I have played some pretty I've played Big Rigs. This is worse.
Wow.
Because Big Rigs is just broken. This is fundamentally wrong on a design level. The voice is annoying. The music is bad. The camera is poor. For some reason, the camera movement has a lower frame rate than the game.
But
the camera seems to move at 10 frames a second, but the world moves at 15. So everything is moving around and the camera is moving around slower and it looks nauseating. The camera moves in a way like they've gone in the graph editor and just added a little spike towards the end. So it's sickening. Utterly makes me want to vomit. Just like the graphics I've got no problem with because it's PS1. Admittedly, they're bad and they're just shaded polygons, but oh, the camera.
So it's not good?
No, it's not. Do you know what? I genuinely thought, the James Toll retrospective thing that Arcane Kids did, I genuinely thought that they made it worse just to fuck with people. But no, the James Toll retrospective one is better than Bubsy 3D.
It is.
Damn, bro.
It's easier to control.
It's way better. And that's why I love it so much.
Yeah.
But there's a worse. There is a worse 3D platformer than Bubsy 3D.
What is it?
It's Sabrina the Teenage Witch at Twitch in Time on PS1.
Right, time to download that.
Yeah, I streamed that
Who's
game.
Breathing really hard right now.
I played it through in one go.
Not me.
It's Adam.
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 Yeah.
Stop breathing.
Thomas Aventus asks, I am an American and I'm considering moving to Canada. What is the best city to live in?
Not Jay's city. You will get kidnapped.
Toronto or Vancouver.
Matt says Quebec.
Doesn't Jay own all of
them? Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course. Montreal. What am I? Stupid?
Ho, ho, ho. I think...
No, actually, Montreal is... I had a friend of mine with whom I wrote my major thesis in college. He currently lives in Munich. And previously he spent 2 years in Montreal. And, you know, I've asked them which, because he was with his wife as well. And I asked them, okay, so which city do you prefer more, Montreal or Munich? And Munich is like the best city to live in Europe or maybe even the world. And they said, we can't give you a straight answer. So it's, yeah, if you want to go be somewhere in Canada that's awesome, wonderful, and brilliant, then Montreal.
Fair enough.
Why go to Canada?
I have a question from Adam Owen. How do you podcast? Or, sorry, how you podcast? I added the grammar in.
Who's this guy?
Who's this guy?
Like Thomas Cervantes has another question.
Fucking panda icon. What the fuck does he think he's doing?
So,
I've got a question from Scribsy, who is actually my boyfriend. Hello.
Hello.
Do we have any scrapped episodes?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
It was a bit too racist.
Last week, it went on for 5 hours and it was too racist. There we go.
Yes,
it was really
We also have other weeks we've scrapped as well.
Because sound problems mostly, though.
Sound problems.
Yeah. The early ones were really shit.
These early ones were before I had a headset, so I think I ruined them.
You ruined a few.
Yeah, you did, actually.
Yeah.
You are adorable, so we don't mind.
During the summer, when we had like a month break, that was where we had, 2 or 3 episodes that were recorded but were just not releasable.
Yeah, they're so fiddly in the beginning. I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, and I got a question from my friend Ian asking when will he be on the show. We haven't got a full cast. I will.
Do we really have to have another tea drinker here?
Genuinely, I want him on because he's utterly insane. But it will only be as a guest because we don't need more regular cast members. And plus, it will ruin having a show called Octoplay.
Oh, yeah. By the way, have we announced Octoplay?
Not yet.
We're doing that after questions. Yeah. I've teased it.
Well, we just announced it, haven't we?
Thomas Avanthus asks, unrelated, can Adam Owen draw me a picture of me shitting with Prinnies?
What is he shitting with?
Prinnies, the plural form of Prinny.
The Prinnies from Disgaea.
Oh, the Prinnies from Disgaea? Yeah. So he wants to be having a poop with Prinny.
Shilling.
Poop with Prinny sounds like a TV show.
A children's TV show.
I just heard, he said shilling? Okay, so Mr.
Oh, see, he's chillaxing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see. I just thought he was asking for, can I be shitting with Prinnies? And I was like, did say PG-13. I mean,
that's okay. That's a PG-13 in my book.
I would just have them all sitting on toilets, and one of the Prinnies is like sitting there, and the other's got a newspaper. Like the other one's straining a bit because it's
a
hanger-oner.
A hanger-oner. That's the
it's the one that you've got to wiggle about a bit so that it can give it some breathing room. I'm horrible.
Is one of them getting a mud butt?
Cray mud butt.
Yeah. Oh, Vid, how often when you poop do you get mud butt?
Not that often. It's a clean kill.
Just shoot out of you like poof?
Yeah, basically.
Do you enjoy pooping?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's a good time down there.
It's a rare occurrence.
You know what? I always listen to podcasts while I poop.
Oh, I don't listen to anything. I don't want to miss any of my bodily sounds.
Pooping is the perfect way to shit away time.
Oh, I have a question here from Luz X Declare. What the fuck is a sonic? Yeah.
We already did that question.
We already established that the answer to that question was everybody supersonic racing. There's no time to look around.
I think a sonic is an animal pedophile. Whenever an animal tries to have sex with a child, it's a sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good.
Okay, any more questions?
Probably not.
So, what's Octoplay?
What is Octoplay?
Wow.
Octoplay.
It's coming.
We now have a YouTube channel. It is youtube.com/podteed. Whether we stay at that link, I'm not entirely sure, because YouTube's being a fucking cunt right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to double check it is actually still there. That's podteed, one word, no spaces, no apostrophes, it's just podteed.
No rules.
Yes, it's currently very bare bones, it's only an icon, whatever. The plan is we're going to start doing videos. These will be side projects. The podcast is not going away. Not that any of you would care, but you know,
you're still here.
You're this fan singular.
Don't worry.
KK, take it easy, boy.
We're going to be...
You're pooping like a champ right now.
Yeah, so... we're going to be doing videos. We've only got one series that we've got, like, confirmed.
Plus, we have many ideas.
And that's Octoplay, which is all 8 people of the show playing a game. Most of them will require 8-player support, but sometimes I think we'll just be all online at once.
Left 4 Dead 2 multiplayer.
Versus mode, that does 8-player.
Oh,
we actually have a name for the 4v4 ones, which is something I forgot. I named it myself.
Bone Time?
Papa Boris Fun Time.
That's a secondary show.
See, the only name I can think of right now is Game Grumps Versus.
And the thing is,
I don't know what the form the show videos are going to take, because
I presume we're going to be somewhere between Game Grumps and regular Let's Plays. So we're going to do like 20-minute videos or something.
Yeah, it's not quite Let's Plays. It's more like, look at these idiots. They're playing games.
Yeah.
And Lord knows, there's none of that on YouTube, we're cornering a market.
The video game gameplay market is a market that is untapped on the world of YouTube.
And we're going to tap that ass.
I actually have another question, by the way. It just came up just now. My friend Craig, cast members' favorite bodily fluids?
Semen.
He asked me the same question in person earlier, and I said, dude, you know the answer. Why are you asking?
It's always semen.
I like blood. It's always seems
blood.
To be death
Jesus
for me.
Christ, bro, you're scary. That's creepy.
Yeah, definitely.
That's scary.
No, it's not. You kind of need blood. Blood is keeping you alive. It's got oxygen in it.
Also, yeah. I remember what it's called now. It's Octoplay in the Octagon. That's fully four.
Yeah. I've got another question from Ian.
No, wait. We haven't answered that question.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Go on.
Favorite bodily fluid, pus.
Ew.
I hate you so much.
Dude, I love pus. It's great.
I would...
That thing that a lady emits when you're doing a good job.
No, that thing where like a giant cyst forms on your back and it just sort of stays there. You put a hot needle in it, and then you have some third party, probably your sister or someone, to squeeze it until every ounce of it, until like every small portion of white fluid comes out.
Is this now the World War II flashback show?
And this is called intercourse.
This is how Vid has sex. It involves his sister, a hot needle, and a lot of pus.
Oh, God. Do you store it in jars?
Oh!
I
store my semen. Vid stores his pus. What do the rest of you store?
Chocolate. Keep it in a box, and then I eat it when I'm sad.
No, don't be sad, Larry. I would.
How much is a big bar of Cadbury's right now? By the way,
it depends how big. If you want like a 1 kilo, I think it's like.
Oh yeah, those.
1 kilo, I think, is about fiver.
That's not
really?
A fucking chuck, bro.
I think it's more than that. I'm not entirely sure. Cheap. I haven't bought one in a few years.
That's cheap. Every time I'm in England, I always bring back like 4 of those. I love Cadbury's.
It's £8 at the moment.
Jesus Christ.
That's for 1 kilogram of chocolate. The bar fills up my entire desk.
I hate American chocolate.
It's not American chocolate.
I'm just saying, American chocolate is fucking horrible.
Yeah, American chocolate is fucking shit.
It tastes like an old lady has been carrying it around in her bag or something.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Is it because of all the corn syrup or something?
Yes, it's exactly why.
I don't even... Can you even call it chocolate?
No.
you can't call it flavored.
So that's why every time I send some European stuff over to someone in the US, they're like, oh my god, this is amazing.
This actually has taste. Wow.
I have another question from Ian. Do you have mirth qualifications?
We bring mirth.
I honestly don't know. Like, do I have qualifications in amusement, especially expressed in laughter? I don't get that.
At some point, I was told to bring some gifts along with my mates for this little kid that was born somewhere. And one of my friends had frankincense. One of my friends had gold. I was told to bring mirth. I think that was a typo, but I had trouble finding it.
Fair enough.
I have never been able to make someone that.
Oh.
I'm only sadness.
Except the fact that people who mentioned the show mentioned that the Papa Boris bit is their favorite bit.
It is.
Like Papa Boris.
Yeah. Alright, so that's not you, that's Papa Boris, of course. He's a different person.
Papa Boris liked a little watch.
Is Papa Boris Ian Watkins?
Papa
is that
Boris,
his real name?
Papa Boris has no real name. You don't go look for real name, Papa Boris.
Was he the former guitarist of the Lost Prophets?
Papa Boris is like Santa. He watches you sleep.
Yeah, but you're not answering my question. You're just avoiding.
Papa Boris, that does not like you prying onto private life.
Right, so Papa Boris, have you ever played guitar
for
children?
Papa Boris has played many things for children, but never guitar.
I'm imagining Papa Boris with a little like ukulele leading the children in, like the Pied Piper.
Papa Boris.
No, I said that although, earlier. Given what his nationality, I think they call it Bawaika.
Papa Boris saw an excellent drawing of him. He's very lifelike. Except you can't see the evil in his eyes. Papa Boris is a sad man.
What is Papa Boris' theme tune?
I think it's time to close out the episode.
Yeah, let's. You know I do have Papa one more question from Craig. It just
Papa
says.
Boris's theme song. I want to talk about Papa Boris' theme song.
What okay, is his go. Theme song?
Dun, 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 dun. No, wait. What's that one? Ah, oh, fuck. No. Dum, I
messed up. My friend went on the internet and he heard the song and died.
Thank you. I was waiting for you to do that part.
And then the internet happened.
Yeah.
Well,
then
I got another,
the man.
Another question from Craig. It just says the word cunt 12 times.
You know what?
I think that's a good
sign. I agree with him. I think
yes. To answer your question, Craig, yes.
You know what? We
is that the sequel to 12 Monkeys? 12 Cunts?
Oh, Tommy, you
Polish.
Corpulent man.
I am quite corpulent. Is that a nice way of saying I'm fat?
Yes.
Okay.
But you know what?
It's accurate.
I would still kiss you.
Oh, shit. An Angry Birds racing game's just been
I would still kiss me.
You know what, Tommy? I do things to you, and you would like them.
So, those involve chocolates, I assume.
They involve a lot of things.
But is chocolate one of those things?
Because
if not, then I don't think we have
so
anything.
So, you're
to
saying
talk
that
about.
You will only sleep with me if I give you chocolates?
Well, depends where exactly on your body that chocolate would be.
It also depends, like if that chocolate is like 70% cocoa, you got him. You got all three of the holes.
I assume that you told me that you like the dark chocolate.
Actually, this is a random thing that's I discovered. Tesco Value dark chocolate is really, really good.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre, because normally cheap milk chocolate is fucking shit.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
babe.
It is.
Cheap dark chocolate is because I looked it up. To be dark chocolate, it has to have a specific amount of cocoa in it.
Yeah.
And there's no way they can get away with not putting that amount in. So they do that and then just sell it cheap. And
it's
amazing.
The one, like the kind of discount dark chocolate you buy in like Hofer and Lidl.
Yeah.
I hate Lidl.
No, Lidl's I know.
Good.
Lidl has infected everywhere.
Not really. They tried Norway, but they had to pull out within like months.
They think if they are kind of sleazy and like it's
every time I go to a Lidl store, no matter what country it is, it always feels sticky.
It feels
sticky and dusty.
They have some really, really good stuff in Poland in terms of meat and cold cuts.
I don't know. It feels like crime is going to happen just for being there.
Yeah,
it's like you're in the middle of a gritty foreign drama.
It's like a Nolan movie.
And you are in a setting of a place where you will get stabbed.
Yeah.
Like, that'll be the twist.
Lidl
of
is a very stabby place.
Do you people even know what Hofer is?
No.
What?
Hofer.
Hofer.
Hofer. Would be the American pronunciation.
Hofer Grace?
No, Hofer. It's like Hofer. Lidl, but not. And more German.
No, we don't have that here. We have good food.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
You need to follow that up, bro.
I can't. It's Lidl, but not Lidl.
Why aren't you funny? Oh, God damn it, Veed.
I have a question for the audience.
Why are you listening?
They're not going to answer
the audience.
No, but I want to ask them a question, and I want to see what happens.
They can
you please buy me Tearaway, because I like it and I want it.
How much is it?
£20.
Yeah, £20.
No.
Audience, buy me Tearaway. It looks really, really good. And I can't afford it, because I can buy it with my PSN credit, but then I'll have no money on my memory, and I have no space on my memory card. And I want to play Tearaway. I want to have all the little paper mans.
I love pornography. Can they buy me some of that?
Can they buy me Stanley Parable? I bet it's cheaper than Tearaway. I'm a much cheaper date than Sam is.
Yeah, you slut.
Only by £7, and I will do the blowy blows at the end as well.
I'm not okay with that, calling it blowy blows.
I was trying to speak with bad grammar, and then...
You know, you could intercept my Amazon order I made today. It hasn't shipped yet. It has Tearaway in it. If you keep the rest of the things inside the box, then you can have Tearaway.
Tommy, why are you so rich?
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
What? Did I have money?
Yeah.
Well, he steals everyone's job.
Yeah, that's how it works.
And property. I suppose he would have money.
No. Just the lawn furniture.
What I can think of now is how I'm just going to keep referring to it as blowy blows. That's the best thing ever. It sounds so great.
I'm gonna have to buy Tearaway. Hopefully, if my student loan comes through, I'm gonna spend tenner going to Zaza Bazaar and having a lovely, wonderful meal. That's the thing, actually. If anyone ever comes to Bristol, book yourself in at Zaza Bazaar and go there. It's a 3,000-seat restaurant. Bristol, yes.
I wanted to move to Bristol at some point. I've heard that's the best place in the best place that's not Brighton. That's what I heard.
Well, you can't go to Gloucestershire because Adam Owen has done things there.
Actually, I might be doing some UK tourism next summer. So.
Bro, come to Sweden, bro. I will take care of you.
That's not the UK.
He should come to Sweden.
I will, actually.
You should. This city I live in has a kick-ass suit.
I'll pay for with my undeserved money.
Yeah.
If you go to Kent, you could get stabbed. It'll be brilliant.
It'll be fun.
And you get a free knife out of the deal.
Yeah, and you can get some really cheap heroin.
But, you know, it's a used knife, so I don't know. Slightly devalued.
You can have your picture taken with the pregnant teenager. There's plenty about.
That's why I was curious that you said the pregnant teenager.
I was wondering that myself.
Do you just go around... Adam Owens, are you the one that impregnates all the teenagers?
Nah.
I don't believe you.
I was watching TLC, this show called...
Oh, God.
My teen is pregnant, and so am I. And I thought, wow, did Adam Owen really just tap both of them? Two generations, man. Bravo. I mean...
Yeah.
I saw a Steve...
Infecting the gene pool of two generations.
I think it was a Father of the Bride film that I watched for some reason. Steve Martin had to deal with his wife and his daughter being pregnant.
Did he fuck them both?
I'm not sure.
I'm sad now.
I was asleep for half of it.
I'm going to put this on Google. Did Steve Martin fuck his daughter?
Question.
Steve Martin just became a dad at age 67. Oh, that's nice of him.
We can have a good list.
He's that old?
He's
67. Yeah, I thought he was older than that. Chevy Chase has to be really old.
Looking at the cast of... there was Empire Magazine had a reunion for the Three Amigos. One of them looks completely different than when he did 20 years ago. And it's
horrible. Yeah, some people don't age and it's creepy.
Like, I'm sure Brad Pitt has enough Botox in him to make sure he never ages, ever.
The women, on the other hand, ages very, very noticeably because they do so much Botox and it's creepy.
At least no one's aged like Michael Jackson yet.
Well, he melted, I think.
So we're ending the show?
Yeah, we're ending this show.
Yeah,
I don't think it's much more we can...
It's garbage.
Yeah, the show's shit, guys. Why would you...
if you're still listening to this, you should go, like, get checked out for Asperger's or something. But it's not.
Also, you should Asperger's? Go get checked for, well, you need an STD check, you know. I'm not going to say what specifically we gave you, but say that you should check for everything.
Yeah.
You should check for any
blood-related
diseases.
You probably got the blowy blows.
I think Sam and Adam both give the best blowy blows in town.
Fucking blowy blows.
Like, they do it with passion.
Like, imagine some...
Well, I do, but
there was
that's
a bit on
the
Podtoid where it was the phrase blowy that Jonathan Holmes didn't like.
Yeah.
Like, you can imagine a Smurf saying, do you want a little blowy blow?
I love,
and it sounds like
say,
a good
do you
thing.
Want a little Smurfy Smurf? That's obviously what he's going to say.
I'm going to Smurf you up, bro.
I'm going to Smurf you up the wrong'un.
Ugh. I'm not okay with this anymore.
No, you shouldn't be.
I like it when you say that.
Adam Owen, where can we find you?
Adam Owen,
Toby,
FTW.
You sound sad.
I am in pain, and I need to finish my article, and I need to eat. So, yeah, I am.
I need to eat this.
Okay.
I haven't eaten today.
I had a giant pork pie, which had 40 grams of saturated
fuck
fat.
Fuck you.
Jesus, but fuck
I'm fat.
I had a chocolate pudding.
Fuck you.
You're both so cute, though. I want to hold you in my hands.
Okay, do your plugs, Adam. Plug it.
Lay
plug
down, buddy.
FTW.tumblr.com, facebook.com/AdamOwenFTWArt. That's where you can see the pretty pictures that I do. I'm going to start doing I'm going to try and do a really big thing for December where I just do a load of stuff that I want to do, which is not just going to be art, but several articles I've had in my head for a while.
Cool.
Put them up on the, I'm going to start a C-blog thing. So it, that'll be cool. I'm also going to try and get some piano music up because I do that every now and then. And
oh, that's nice.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
We want to hear it.
I have a YouTube account and I have several pieces that I've done. But yeah, I've got a couple stuff planned. I want to do some Christmas carols. I want to do some video game music. And my mum wants me to do the Lily Allen song, so I'll do that. And yeah, which a lot
one?
Of good stuff is... So, well, it's the one in the John Lewis adverts.
Oh, right, okay.
Because she knows that I like Keane. She knows I like that song. And, yeah, it's all good
did
stuff.
You
good
do
stuff
a
is.
Cover of the Pokemon City?
No.
Fuck you, Vid.
But, yeah, good stuff is coming soon. I'll try to alert everyone everywhere all the time when they happen.
I just want people to know that we are nice boys, actually. We just sound like horrible monsters.
Except Jay. He's always monstrous.
Yeah, well, he's so rich that... Oh, fuck you, Jay. You're so rich.
He can't afford it.
How can he even manage to be so rich? It's like... It's amazing how rich
again.
He is.
Again, we've gone off topic. Can we go back to things?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, you are, you fucking rascal.
We're off topic again.
Okay, Beatserman, where can we find you?
Beatserman. Where can you
We need to...
I don't do things. I don't even help out on
you
the Visual Jesters Wiki anymore.
You have a Twitter, Killer Mime 91.
93. Because that's the year I was born.
You're so young. You're like 14 or something.
I have never seen RoboCop.
Next. I hate you.
I'm younger than you and I've seen RoboCop.
Yeah, well, I am culturally... Yes. Go on. Next. Man.
Click. I don't have one, I should just say.
Oh, yeah. Tumblr. Twitter thing. Yeah.
We have lost all sorts of energy.
We just sad now.
That's the noise I make when I lose energy.
I want to throw.
Actually, I did a thing last week, kind of.
Oh yeah,
sort of. So because I liked this year's Tomb Raider game so much.
I'm a rascal.
Friend of mine who goes by the name Man With No Name on the Destructoid community blogs. We had back and forth of ideas of what we would like to see in the follow-up to this year's Tomb Raider.
Yeah, that's been announced and everything. So,
well, yeah, but we don't know the details yet.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, just like, okay, so we like this. What we would ideally see in the next one. So, yeah. So you can find it under destructoid.com/blogs/man with no name, all one word. And that's his blog, actually, because I don't write stuff.
Riveting. Tobichi?
I'm going to sing a fucking song here, but fuck it. I'm... don't feel like it. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at TobichiK, TobiChik. I write news, reviews, and editorials for BostonNews.com and RelyOnHorror.com. I do the Final Battle every Monday with Tommy and Emma Carlholm. This Saturday, I'm also doing Whispers in the Dark on RelyOnHorror. Check out my Dreamcast article, which should be up by the time this is up, where I talk about the best Dreamcast games and have random Dreamcast facts and stuff. That's probably it. Check out my Twitch channel as well, twitch.tv/Tobichi_JAAP.
Rock and roll.
Podteed.audible.com.
Other way round.
Audible.pati.com.
Yes.
Buy it. Everyone should get a brain slug.
Beep, beep, boop.